Good evening, my fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty, listening in once again around the world. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Good to be with you once again, Friday night, and here in the USA. And I just want to thank everybody once again. My bride has just undergone her 13th treatment, and so she's halfway through her radiation treatment, and so far she's still making it. So we just want to thank all of you out there, from this old cop and my 22-year Army veteran wife, for all the prayers and letters and so forth that you've sent us. We're just thrilled that you're still praying for us, praying for my bride, that she makes it through this okay. And one thing that's happening, she's a Gulf War victim and was poisoned by her own government back in 1991 when she was a part of the force that went over to Iraq for Gulf War I. And she was given the very poisonous anthrax vaccine with the squalene in it and other experimental drugs. And within 2 weeks, she was very, very ill. And so were a lot of the other soldiers. And she was running 3 miles a day in top condition when she went there. And just 2 weeks after taking the shots, she was sick and became more and more sick. And people around her started to die and become crippled. And these are very, very healthy soldiers, as you can imagine, young people, most of them. She handled the Apache and the Cobra bases as a master sergeant, had about 50 guys and gals working under, and was a top soldier, a non-commissioned officer. And she was used to taking on the tough programs and accomplishing them there very, very well. Has a lot of awards for her actions at handling the Cobra and Apache helicopter bases. And so she became very ill, and so she's been fighting that since 1991 and been a very active member before even she retired here a couple years ago because of her injuries and sickness. In the Gulf War syndrome organizations across the USA. So she's been very active in that. And when we get back, I'll tell you the reason I'm telling you this. We got the first break coming up, and after these important messages, we'll be right back and get into the Officer Jack McLam program. Be happy to get back to you in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned now.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Just telling you how my bride's doing during her cancer treatment right now. Well, Angela was poisoned by the U.S. government, and then she became very active in the Gulf War syndrome sickness movement in this country because the government lied and lied and lied and hid evidence, destroyed people's files, medical files, lots and lots of the soldiers that they had poisoned. Their files just disappeared, and so Angie's been very much outspoken and involved in the Gulf War sickness movement in this country to expose what the government did. She got involved, sadly, too, with the depleted uranium there in the first Gulf War. So she was very, very ill, almost died, but praise God for a family in Tucson, a Christian family in Tucson got a hold of her and started treating her holistically, cleansing her liver, her blood, and everything of these poisons that the government had put in there, and Angie remained alive. And I met her when she was very, very ill, when I was speaking in Phoenix, Arizona, on the platform with Colonel Bo Greitz. He and I were the speakers for the evening there at a convention, and Angela had come up specifically to speak to Colonel Bo, and that's how we met, and I just found her a very charming, very ill American soldier, and as I got to know her a little better, I realized there's something very, very special about this young lady and her campaign all by herself down there in Tucson, where she was now stationed to expose the government's hiding of their killing of over 11,000 at that time of her brothers and sisters. And now it's over 15,000 from the first Gulf War. Well, Angela, bring it up to date today. She's undergoing cancer treatment. About, we hear over 60% of the Gulf War veterans who have the Gulf War sickness has gotten various forms of cancer, and many of them have died from it. Brain cancer, you name it, all kinds of cancer. And my wife has breast cancer. We hope she doesn't have it anymore, but anyway, her Gulf War illness, pains and injuries are much worse now than when she started chemotherapy some months back. And she believes now it's because of the chemotherapy that it's made her Gulf War illness worse once again. Well, we believe that's true because the government or the system is to pump a lot of poison chemicals in your system with chemotherapy to kill the cancer, and they pray that it doesn't kill you before it kills the cancer. So she's on a cleansing program now to try to cleanse that those poisons out of her system. But we just want to bring you up to date. She's now been through her 13th, over halfway through the radiation treatment, and it's because of your prayers, folks, and your wonderful cards that you've sent us that we are continuing on in a positive attitude. Your letters and cards have been just wonderful for Angela as she's going through this horrendous treatment. And we believe she's going to make it. And so we want to thank you, though. Angela's over at her mom's house tonight and her father's house visiting a little bit. As I'm here on the radio, and she wanted me to tell you to thank all of you for sending the cards, the letters, and also for sending a few dollars our way that have helped us tremendously, folks. The dollars have helped us because she had to quit work last year because of the cancer and her Gulf War illness, and we've been living off my small medical pension from the Phoenix Police Department because of my injuries in the line of duty, and I was disabled and had to take a medical retirement. And so she just wanted me to tell you that continuing to send us a little funds here have been really a godsend to us and allowed us to be able to make this trip down here again so that she can take her treatment. So thank all of you. And if you'd like to write to us and send Angela a card or a letter, please write to us, folks, because I can tell you she's not here, but I don't think she'd mind me telling you anyway that she just gets a tremendous positive surge from reading your wonderful cards that you send her. So praise the Lord for you continuing to do that. Now, our address here, if you'd like to write directly to Angela or me, hopefully you'll write to Angela and pick up her spirits. She's a pretty motivated gal anyway. But sometimes she gets down, you know, and it's really hard when she gets up sick and feeling very, very bad to continue on. And so your letters help tremendously. Our address here is Angela McLamb, M-C, capital L-A-M-B. And it's Post Office Box 84, Wadesville, W-A-D-E-S-V-I-L-L-E, one word. Wadesville, Indiana, 47638. 47638. Once again, Post Office Box 84, Wadesville, Indiana, 47638. Hallelujah, and thank you, sisters and brothers, for being with us at this challenging time. And we love you for it. We truly do. Okay, and Angela personally writes back to everybody, too, by the way. If you send a card or a letter, you get a card from her, and she's a little behind right now because some days she doesn't feel too well, but she's getting it done, okay? So remember that she will respond to your letters as she can here. All right, folks, let's get back into what we were discussing last night. I'd like to finish that up. We're so happy. We had about 13 or 14 calls come in discussing the question that Pam Schubert brought up when she sent our police and military associations her write-up on the Patriot Military Underground. And we read that yesterday on the air. Pam truly believes there's a Patriot Military Underground, and that she believes about 60 or 70% of the American soldiers are knowledgeable, and are willing to stand up with the American people to throw off tyranny in this land. And we, of course, you know, and I know, well, now she said about here, I'm looking at the letter again, the consistent estimate among such men was 70 to 80% of our military have admitted they will not obey their treasonous military superiors to carry out an agenda against fellow Americans and our constitutional heritage and freedoms. She says 70-80%, not bad. So my question to you, after spending 35 years, coming on 36 years here soon, with our police officers and soldiers, a very close relationship, as I was a Vietnam soldier and then the police officer for my whole career there in the war zone of South Phoenix, and we've had many, many times as we carried forth our volunteer police and military work to educate here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and our sister organization that has become an international organization for us volunteer soldiers and cops, of police and military against the New World Order. We've had many discussions on how many soldiers are aware that there's a problem. And what we have figured out, now we thank the people that called us yesterday, and the vast majority believe there is a secret patriotic military underground standing ready to attack God's enemies and our republic's enemies should they put us under martial law and suspend the Constitution of the United States. And we had asked the question, do you believe that? Do you soldiers out there, former soldiers out there, private citizens out there, believe there's a secret patriot military underground standing ready to stand with the people when the international crime lords that control our governments and our state house and the federal government and the Congress and Senate and the Supreme Court, these are all regulated and controlled by these international crime syndicate people that we talk about all the time here. And is there such a force? Well, probably 80% last night said yes, there is. They believe there is. Well, I think that Drew, our dear brother Drew, if he's listening tonight, said it best. And more accurately, the belief of our police and military at our two police and military associations who have worked at this as a volunteer with our soldiers for over 25 years anyway, many of us, is that there is a lot of patriots in law enforcement and the military. But we're just talking about the military right now, a secret patriot military underground. And Drew said it correct. And Brother Drew, let me say that I've gotten your phone message, and I will contact you as soon as I need some help with the program. Drew has been wonderful at standing in for me when I need help with our RBN program here, the Officer Jack McLam program. And Drew, I got your message, and yes, brother, I will be calling you when I need some help again. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being a stand-up guy, as he always has been. My favorite Marine down there in Little Rock, Drew Raines. And anyway, last night he called in and says that there is a lot of patriots, and he knows some of these people, but it is not organized. It is some here and some there, but there's not an organized force there. And I and myself and our soldiers that are volunteers with our police and military association or in communication with us at our two police and military associations believe that he is right. There's a lot of patriots, but there's a lot of disorganization. There's no organization that they know of at this time. Are they correct? Well, I'll be back to talk about that in just a minute. So we'll be back after these important messages, folks.
Gatto Cafe is a new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gatto Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gatto Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gatto Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gatto Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gatto Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want Not yesterday's values today. For good old-fashioned pure soap, call CalBent at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a CalBent Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalBenPureSoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Okay, folks, welcome back. And to finish up here on this subject, I wanted to say to you, are the soldiers that we talk with and have talked with for years, many of them, like our wonderful Marine Drew Raines, are they correct about there being a lot of patriots and that they're disorganized? Or is there an organized underground, a patriot military underground? Well, we have, in all of these years, we haven't found it. We hope and pray there is. Wouldn't that be wonderful, folks, if we had an organized group of patriots in the military, officers and soldiers that were ready to come to our aid? Well, that would be absolutely wonderful, but we don't know where it is. If it's there, praise God. But then we want to bring up the very valid point, how would they come to our aid when they're scattered in 130 to 140 different nations and there's no military equipment left in the U.S. except foreign troops and foreign military equipment? How would they come to our aid? Now, we have in the Pam Schubert article here a very fine patriot soldier who called in to a patriot broadcast in Southern California and told him to dry your tears. He says, don't you know that lots of us in the military know all about martial law and we aren't going to go along with it? We will come out with every tank, chopper, and weapon we can get our hands on to fight the New World Order and the foreign troops and traitors in our nation under martial law. So dry your tears. And I'm reading the exact quote here. Well, brothers and sisters out there, 3 years ago and every year since, our American Legion that I'm a part of and Veterans of Foreign Wars that I'm a part of tries to have parades on 4th of July and Veterans Day down the centers of town like we used to, and there's no military equipment to borrow. It's all out of the country. So if we even had an organized group of underground military, where are they today? They're overseas. And they're going to be overseas, the majority of them, because there's going to be war after war after war planned by the international crime families that control our government today. And so Syria and Iran definitely is next on the hit list, and the equipment's all out of the country. So please, folks, do not be like I've had groups of people surround me in the past, and the same thing has happened with Colonel Bo Greitz, and the people, even former soldiers, have wanted to make him or me their leader to lead them in war against the traitors in our governments. And we've said, no, this is not time for any war except the war. of redressing our grievances at this time through the lawful methods that are available to us in a nonviolent fashion. And so this was very disappointing to some of our soldiers, fellow soldiers out there. But the problem is that people want somebody else to lead. They don't want to lead. And so they try to find somebody that will start the war and lead them because they don't want to lead. Well, if you're going to wait around and wait for this, or you're going to count on this Patriot underground, military underground, that's going to somehow get out of 130 to 140 nations and get here with military equipment to help out, I think you're stretching your imagination quite a bit, because we don't know how that'll happen. Now, there are many, many foreign troops here. Many foreign troops here with foreign military equipment that will not help you overthrow the traitors involved in our state houses and the government that are setting us up for a totalitarian system in America to feed us into the UN, Marxist-led UN New World Order government, okay? They're here, and they're not going to be helping you overthrow the traitors in those government positions, believe me. So this is reality, folks. This is reality. We tell you to keep your powder dry, get out with your families on Saturday and Sunday and practice with your weaponry and get used to using your weaponry, get ammunition, stockpile it, and then go to work with us to try to use every lawful method possible as God requires us to right now, that we can still, using the First Amendment, speak out, and we can stand up and nonviolently redress our grievances with our government, okay? That's what we're obligated to do, but keep your powder dry. And remember that in the types of wars that are successful, when a great force is coming against the few, the brave and the few, is guerrilla warfare. We've seen it over and over again, and it's successful because it is awfully hard to know who these people are. We're going through that right now in Iran. That's next week. But right now we're still in Iraq. And guerrilla warfare is successful if you have a majority, or not a majority, but a certain percentage of the private citizenry that will secretly and covertly be on your side. And I think we will have that in America, especially when the Christians find out that their pastors have misled them and they didn't get raptured out of here before the big war starts. I think there'll be a lot of them coming out of their prayer closets finally and dealing with reality. We'll be back after this break, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Welcome, folks. Let me make it very, very clear that I get calls all the time from brothers and sisters out there. And I told you about one that really shocked me when I got a call from a pastor, well-known pastor around the nation, who called me up one day, Christian pastor, and said it was time to get our guns and start shooting. And it kind of blew me away. I mean, I get soldiers calling me all the time and police officers and private citizens calling me up and saying that. And I always tell them, I always say, now listen, we are winning this battle right now in a nonviolent redress of our grievances by using the First Amendment. We are awakening people daily across this land, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people daily across this land with the truth. And God told us that the truth will set you free. And I said, if we start a shooting war at this time, even though they're killing us, blowing us up and making it look like terrorists are doing it, the government is killing us. They've drawn first blood. And, of course, we would have a right to do that under the civil system. But the godly system is the one we have to worry about. What would God have us to do? So I tell them, as long as we have the First Amendment and we're able to reach the hearts and minds of more of our police officers and soldiers and awaken them, educate them, and get them back on the side of God and our constitutional republic, we are winning this thing. We don't want to stop that. And the minute we take up arms, the First Amendment will be suspended, the Constitution will be gone, it'll be martial law in the streets. And everybody's doors are going to get knocked on that they have in those big, big, voluminous lists they have in their giant computers in this country and in Geneva, okay, where the big beast computer is. And so we're being placed in these computers. But right now we are using the methods that God taught us to use. And if you want to know what those are, there's three ways that Christians have a right to resist at this very time, and they're listed in a book that we carry at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter called The Christian in Civil Government by Pastor John Weaver. Now, this book is critical for every American to read. And you can call up or write to us. I'll give you our address. Please get this book, folks, The Christian in Civil Government by Pastor John Weaver. It's $15. And it is so important that we obey God. And this is not the time for shooting. Believe me, we're winning by awakening more and more people that listen in to Republic Broadcasting Network all the time. And as the people rise up and speak out and get out of their prayer closets and start putting feet to their prayers instead of praying that the rapture gets here before the Antichrist grabs us, believing the lie that we have to obey everything evil government tells us to do because all evil governments of God. And if they continue to come out of their prayer closets and take a public stand of us putting our finger in the face of our elected things that have, most of them are a part of this Antichrist world government conspiracy, they get scared because when the people wake up, and they point their fingers at these elected things and tell them, you will not do that anymore. You're going to vote for the Constitution. You're going to return us back under God and our constitutional republic. And they get nervous and they start voting right, as we've shown over and over again. So it's not over till it's over, folks. And we don't want the shooting to start. And I'll tell you what, if you want the shooting to start, you haven't been to war. That's right. You haven't been to war if you think you want to start the shooting now. Now, they're killing us. Yes, they are. They're putting us in prison. They're killing us, doing phony suicides on us, and accidents, planes blowing up, car crashes of some of our leaders in the Christian freedom movement. That's what's going on. But see, they're nervous because we're winning using the First Amendment. And I want to tell you, if you think it's time to start shooting, bad idea. Because do you realize what you really ought to do is rent the movie Red Dawn and play that movie. It's probably, 15 years old, something like that. But get the movie Red Dawn and watch that movie. And if you think the shooting, you want to start the shooting, realize that when the shooting starts, you will not be going home. That nice little home you're secreted away in right now with the heat on tonight because it's kind of cold out there. Christmas coming up. You got your Christmas tree up. You realize when the shooting starts, you will not go home again. You're going to be out and about, ducking and dodging, escaping and evading, and fighting a war like they're fighting over in Iraq right now. But it, praise the Lord, it'll probably be against foreign troops here that hate Americans because that's the way the crime family, the Bush crime family, has it set up, that they're bringing in more and more foreign troops with foreign equipment to come against the American people under martial law after they have this next planned phony terrorist attack on America. I mean, it'll be a real terrorist attack, but it's going to be by the terrorists in Washington, D.C., just like the 9/11 was. And the first World Trade Center bombing was, and Oklahoma City bombing was, okay? But remember, you don't go home after the shooting starts because you will be grabbed. So kiss your home goodbye. If the shooting starts, it's going to be very different, a very different life for you. Now, if we lose this nonviolent redress of our grievances, then we have nothing left. But I want you to get a hold of a book and read what God has to say about the ways he says Christians have a right to resist. And yes, one of them is violent self-defense. But guess what? It's the very last one. So please order Christian and Civil Government, Pastor John Weaver's book, very important book for every home at this time, $15, and send that to Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. And instead of writing all that out, we just got a letter today made out properly on the envelope to A&A. It's not A-N-A like Alpha Nancy Alpha. It's A with a little and squiggly sign between it, between the other capital A, just A&A. And mail that to HC11. Like Hotel Charlie, 11, Box 357, like the good old Magnum I carried on duty that's sitting right over here beside me. I'm looking at it right now. Matter of fact, my good old pistola I carried on duty all those years, wonderful, Model 66 Smith & Wesson. Absolutely love that weapon. I'm pretty good with it, too. But anyway, the mailing address, as I digress, back to the mailing address, is HC11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho 83536. Once again, HC11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho 83536. And folks, you will never be sorry for ordering that Christian book written by Christian pastor, Pastor John Weaver, as he goes into scriptures and tells you the way we have a right to lawfully resist evil, tyrannical government. It's all right there for you, and it's backed up by the Word of God. And we can't go out of that. We've got to stay in the Word of God, folks, or we will not succeed. If we obey God, we will have God on our side at resisting his enemies, okay? So remember, send that $15 in. That's postage and handling combined there in that price. But also, let me remind you, folks, if you don't mind sending a postal money order or cash, okay? We won't steal the cash and buy donuts or coffee with it or hamburgers. You will get your book if you send it in to our Volunteer Police and Military Association, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on Constitutional Issues. Please get that book and get it. You might just get it for family members during the Christmas season, too, because what a tremendous gift as you read in there what we should be doing today to resist evil government at the local, state, and federal level. And the Lord expects us to do these things. As we saw the prophets and the disciples and our founding fathers use the Holy Bible to resist evil government. Okay, folks, that's my little speech on that. And hopefully you understand this is not the time for shooting. This is a time for prayer and preparation. Preparation is a good thing, too. Prayer is essential. Reading the Holy Bible so God can speak to you through the Holy Bible about these times and how, and pray that he will use you in his to do his will, not your will, but his will in the days ahead. All right, now let's get into something else. By the way, I think this is a good time to remind you what one of the international crime syndicate families told us years ago. Winston Churchill was the Prime Minister of England. And I absolutely believe in what he said at this particular time. What he said, I think, came from him being hit up the side of the head by a 2x4 by the Lord one night when he was speaking to the troops out there and the people in Britain about standing up against evil. And Winston Churchill was an evil man, and so why he made this wonderful statement, I can only think that God made him do it. Okay, it's not the devil made him do it. Most of the things he did, the devil did make him do it. But Winston Churchill put out this wonderful saying here that is so accurate. Listen to this. I call it the battle cry. The battle cry for all free men and women. And it is the battle cry of the police and military against the New World Order, our sister organization, by the way. Here it is. Winston Churchill, the Prime Minister of England, said this: if you will not fight for the right when you can easily win without bloodshed. Did you hear that, folks? He says, if you will not fight for the right, which that's what we're doing right now on Republic Broadcasting Network, fighting for the right, for righteous reasons, to bring God and our constitutional republic back, he says, when you can easily win without bloodshed, you will not fight when your victory will be sure and not so costly, then you may come to the moment when you will have to fight with all the odds against you and only a precarious chance for survival. But there may even be a worse case. You may have to fight when there is no chance of victory because it is better to perish than to live as slaves. If you're not moved by that, folks, you're already dead and looking for a place to lay down. I mean, I'm moved by that. I've read that probably 200 times. and we've got it on page 68 of Operation Vampire Killer 2000. So this is the time, folks, to fight right now nonviolently to redress our grievances with these tyrants that are in control of our local, state, and federal governments when we can win without bloodshed. And so I know we all want that, and we can do it, but we have to do it soon, okay? So there's not much I would thank Winston Churchill for, but that I do thank him for. Okay, folks, let's go now to, by the way, I want to truly get into this other issue here. And so I was going to open the phone lines up, but please, folks, let me get into this other issue here with you. I think it's so important. You know, we've talked on this program, and we've shown evidence, and we've written about it in Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, proving, and through other documents that you can get, proving that World War I, World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, Oklahoma City, World Trade Organization building blown up, or World Trade Building blown up the first time, and 9/11 were all conspiracies to get us to do something, to act a certain way. World War I had an act committed, a terrorist act committed to get us into World War I that was committed on purpose by our side to force Americans into World War I. World War II was the exact same thing when our president and Winston Churchill knew that they were forcing the Japanese on purpose, according to plan, to go out and bomb Pearl Harbor. Because the British wanted us and the Zionists wanted us in World War II, and we weren't willing to go, and the President of the United States was scared to just say, we're going to enter the war. So they had Pearl Harbor bombed on purpose by the Japanese. They forced them into a corner to do that. They knew it was going to happen to the very minute, and our government didn't warn our fellow soldiers and shipmates out there in Pearl Harbor of the coming bombing. And so that was done on purpose. Korea was the same way. Vietnam was the same way. The Gulf of Tonkin was a lie. The ship was not bombed there in the Gulf of Tonkin. We were lied to, but that got us to the American people to side with going to war in Vietnam. That was a lie. Oklahoma City was committed inside the bombing of the building. The Mirror Building was blown up from inside. The World Trade Center, and we can prove that, by the way, the World Trade Center, number one, all the proof and evidence is available for you to have on how the federal government and the FBI knew the very minute the World Trade Center, number one, bombing number one, was going to take place. Matter of fact, they furnished the equipment and the explosives to blow it up the first time. We can prove that in any court in the land. And, of course, we know that our government was complicit in 9/11. I'm bringing that up because I want to share with you a written document put out by a man named Max Fuller, all right? And it's America's Covert War in Iraq, okay? It's a covert war. I want to recall for you, perhaps, that you will remember that only several months ago, several British agents were caught dressed as insurgents, Arabs, in phony beards, phony mustaches, and driving a truck full of explosive and weapons. And they drove into, wasn't it Basra, right outside of Baghdad, and killed, attacked a police station and killed two police officers there, and got caught acting as if they were insurgents. This is very much a part of this new report put out by Max Fuller that says, Crying Wolf, Media Disinformation and Death Squads in Occupied Iraq. We'll be right back to talk about this, folks, right after this break.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using right-frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Bright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McGlam program here, and I see we're just about out of time, only have about 4 minutes left. So what I'm going to do, this is too much an important issue to just do halfway. I want to talk about this and get some phone calls in about this. We're going to do it Monday. But I want to tell you just briefly that Max Fuller here has, in his Crying Wolf, Media Disinformation and Death Squads in Occupied Iraq, is following up and basically what we've known for years and years and years, that our PSYOPs units in the federal government are causing many of these bombings over there. They're committing these bombings over there, blowing up Iraqi people, just like these two British agents were caught by the Iraqi police after they shot two of them, and they believed they were heading to go do a bombing somewhere because they had explosives and weaponry in the back of the truck. They were dressed as Arabs, looking like the insurgents. And that's what this article is about, very important article, and I want to share it with the whole thing with you. And there's about seven pages here, and we need to talk about this because that is what's going on over there. I've got another contact from other people, British contractors, shooting Iraqi civilians that I'll share with you on Monday, too. Another intel report that came in about these hired contractors, these mercenaries, are shooting Iraqi citizens over there and causing all kinds of problems. But that's what we'll talk about on Monday, folks, and we'll share this with you. And I'll read just a few things out of here. It says, Fuller's article sweeps away the illusions created by the war on terror. With laser-like intensity, he focuses attention on the most expansive clandestine intel operation of all times to terrorize the entire nation over there and to push it towards civil war. The Bush administration, the international crime lords that control the Bush administration want civil war over there, folks, and that's what they're building towards. So they'll go out with British undercover agents dressed as Arabs or American soldiers or these mercenary troops, these private mercenary troops, and they'll blow up the Sunnis, and then the Sunnis will blow up the others, you know, and keep going, each one blowing up each other. Well, it's not these people. It's not the Arabs blowing up each other. It's the intel groups. It's the psy warfare groups of our governments that are up there, Fuller says, and so does the Iraqis say that, because they caught those two British agents. They knew what they were doing, and then the British government came in and tore down the jail with tanks, ran over the jail, knocked the walls down, trying to rescue these two undercover agents before they got interrogated and might tell the truth that they were there to make it look like the bombings were part of the insurgency, when it was really the occupation forces doing it to cause war, civil war, there in that country. So that's enough for tonight, folks. We'll get into this whole thing on Monday. Be prepared to call in and talk about it. So hope you have a great weekend, folks. And don't forget, my bride Angela and me truly do love you, America. We truly do. And God bless you, our sisters and brothers out there that keep us in your prayers. I would ask you to please keep Republic Broadcasting Network in your prayers. And also don't forget, the new month here, if you can send a donation, please do. It's very badly needed. God bless all of you out there. And don't forget, this old cop and soldier and my bride love you. And we'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Good night now.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.